MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The first year of the high-flying competition, National Championship Air Races in Roswell, is in the books, and organizers and pilots said they're liking the new place, even though weather was an issue.
We went from battling the heat and trying to make sure we had enough water and shade and stuff for everybody, to then all of a sudden we're all under clouds and getting downpoured on yesterday. So we've had the two extremes.
Said Tony Logaetta, the president and COO of the National Championship Air Races. And pilots say they like the new course and competing in Roswell.
The course is different. It's got some different geometry to it that actually is a lot of fun, and it changes how we fly.
Said pilot Chris Lefebvre.
The feeling of being out there in these airplanes, the smell, the burning gas, the heat, the vibration, and being free to go in any direction I want.
And next year, the United States Air Force Thunderbirds are set to perform as well, Logaetta said. And the Smoky Bear Ranger District will host an open house 3 to 6 p.m. Tuesday at Eastern New Mexico University Campus, Room 201. That's located at 709 Meacham Drive in Ruidoso. Come meet the Ranger District Fire and Fuels team. Connect with specialists to learn about prescribed fires, restoration projects, and employment opportunities on the Lincoln National Forest. And watch the kites swirl, soar, and perform acrobatics in the sky, or head to the kite assembly booth to make your own and fly it right away at the Ruidoso Kite Festival that will take place 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday at the White Mountain Sports Complex. Call Ruidoso Parks and Rec at 575-257-5030 for more information. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.